Hey everyone, this is Chelsea Schaefer. Welcome back to The Score. Today's episode is with Shane and John Phillip of Phillip Ranch. They have a big horse sale coming up along with an area World Series of Team Roping qualifier. It is September 6th in Bryan, Texas, and we have a lot to talk about today because they have 39 head of finished rope horses, futurity-aged horses, incentive-bred prospects, and yearlings all selling in this sale, and we wanted to talk about the whole gamut of what they have in the sale. We want to talk about how their horse program came to be, how they develop horses, what's going to be really, really exciting to watch in this sale, and what people can find when they go. So if you have never been to the Phillip Ranch sale, it is in Bryan, Texas at the Brazos County Expo Center. You can go try horses at the Phillip Ranch leading up to this event. And I hope you enjoy this episode with my handy friends, John and Shane Phillip. Thank you for making time to talk to me.
You bet.
All right. We are recording this in the middle of August. We're about 3 weeks away from your sale, from the Phillip Ranch production sale. Give us the rundown. Give us the rundown on your program. If somebody is just listening to this podcast for the first time and they do not know the Phillip Ranch, what pedigrees are we talking about and what is the program?
You know, most of our pedigrees kind of go back to my mom and dad had a stud that went to Dunn Commander. And then my dad and mom, you know, they had mares and, you know, they've been in the business for 30 plus years, you know, and raised horses. And then my dad would go buy horses and, you know, tune them up and we'd sell them. And then, you know, probably the last 13 years, we've started having a horse sale. And a lot of that goes back to the old pedigrees. And then me and Shane have tried to incorporate new blood, you know, just keep trying to mold and make it better. And then also, me and Shane have bought some geldings throughout the year. We usually don't buy anything that's ever been roped on. For the most part, we buy them 3 and 4 years old, the right structure, the right look, and go put our program to them and rope on them. You know, that way, when we do sell them, we're pretty much the only ones that's ever roped on them.
I would say a lot of the mares go back to the old studs, so more the maternal side of it is back to the old Dunn Commander stud, which is king, you know.
Go ahead.
Me and John went and bought studs that they snaffle bitted and stuff like that and put on those mares.
So what can somebody expect if they've never swung a leg over one of your horses before? What are they gonna feel?
We sure hope that they're user friendly, you know what I mean, and that you know, all the parts are there. You know, we want a horse that's broke, but we want them to be able to take the tie down off of them and go ranch on them. And we've done ranched on them and sorted cattle and used them on the ranch, you know. But at the end of the day, we want a horse, I guess, for our customers. I think we're servicing more the team ropers, you know, now the breakaway ropers or whatever. But our horses are mainly going to people that they're going to team rope on them. You know, they're buying them to go to the World Series, some of our 3-year-olds are going to go to boys that futurity them, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like I said, that's kind of what we hope they get. What do you think, Shane?
Yeah, I think a lot of our horses are bigger, so a lot of them go to more of the head horse deal. And the ones that are smaller, I mean, they might get calf roped on or breakaway on, but I'm going to say the majority of them are big enough to be head horses.
Yeah, for sure. And what is the age range of the horses in your sale?
You know, they're going to be 3 years old to, I think the oldest horse in there this year is 10 years old, you know, but mainly the blunt of them is going to be 3 to 6 years old.
Six. Yeah.
Sale weekend. What does sale weekend look like? If they've never been there, if they've never been there, give us the rundown. What should people expect?
So basically, we start on Thursday. We have a World Series roping that starts Thursday through Saturday. And then on Sunday, we have a U.S. roping, which I kind of incorporated that because we're a whole family could come, where the kids could rope on Sunday. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So Saturday for the sale, the meet and greets at 1:30. the sale preview starts at 2, you know, and then we'll start with like the greener horses, show them, and then go kind of work our way up and start roping. And so we'll preview them, and then we'll start selling them at 6 o'clock.
And people can come to the ranch and see these horses beforehand. What sort of experience can people get with the horses first?
So what we try to do, that's where I think we're a little different. We want you to come look at the horse, get familiar with the horse. You know, we let them lope them around. Like, there's a guy here this morning. He come and his daughter wanted a breakaway prospect, and we got them out. The ones that lot numbers that he thought he was interested in, she loped them around. And, you know, that way she knows kind of what she's buying. You know what I mean? She's not buying blind.
We showed her 9 horses, I think, this morning.
Yeah, she looked at 9 head this morning, you know. So mm-hmm. I just think that that's with us, and they're all coming from one ranch, same people's been riding them. We want them to get the right horse, you know what I mean? And that's why we allow them to come do that.
Yeah. Is there something in the sale? I guess I want to talk through everything that's in the sale. Is there one that is your pick of the sale? Do both of you have the same pick of the sale? Is there a favorite?
You pick first.
You know, if I was picking a horse for me on what I do, you know, as far as a head horse, and I raised a horse, I don't even know what lot number he is, but I call him Sancho.
He's lot 12.
And he's there's some horses in there that are further along, but, you know, the type of horse that I'd want that's going to be able to do all things and be big enough, physical enough, he'd be the horse I'd pick. You know, he does all the hard stuff. It's real easy for him. That mm-hmm. makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's his program looked like up to this point? So he's 6 years old this year.
He's 6 years old. He's probably a little behind what some of the 6 years old are, but he's been ranched on a lot till he was 5, truthfully. And then we've brought him along since then, but the horse has been, he's 15-1 and he rides like he's little, you know, and mm-hmm. he wants to do everything real close to the ground, and he's real, real good footed, but he's been lots of miles already as far as being rode.
He's by Cash One Pepto. What can you tell me about that stud?
That horse actually is by the Caddy Cash mare. I think that's the same mare, the mama to the mare that Andy Holcomb had. That was the winningest, mare and mm-hmm. broke horse fraternity. That horse has got the same mother. That mare was, I think she went like 70 something thousand in the cow horse. Mm-hmm. And then he's by one time. That horse is throwing a lot of head horses. They're all uphill. They're bigger, you know. And what's weird, the horse really, he's not all that big as far as how tall he is, but he's really heavy structured and stuff. But he's throwing lots of big horses. And then that horse's mama, I rode her brothers, like one of the brothers out to that horse. I rode him at the BFI and rodeoed on him. And me and John did real good on him. And I sold him to Tanner Green for a bunch of money one time. So that horse has been, you know, maternal side, those horses have been really good to be headed on too.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Well, John, do you have the same favorite or do you have a different favorite?
You know, if I was going on maybe where Shane's highlighting the head horse, I mean, as far as the heel horses, there's a lot 10, a little bay ball face horse that I rode for about a year.
He's so real cute. Everybody's got to see that one when they look at the catalog.
he's cute. Matt Cook cow horse team.
Yeah, I think he went 7th or 8th at the Snaffle.
He placed at the Snaffle Bit for charity, and he's, I mean, my little boy is not happy with me that I'm selling him, but you know, he's quick footed. He's takes everything on his butt. I mean, he's a cool, and he's real good to ranch on. I used him all this year, you know, riding him outside and stuff. So he's a nice horse, you know. I think this sale is pretty deep this year. Like, there's some real good 3-year-old mares in there this year too. You know, like, there's one lot 4's a roan mare that's by our Curtis Dracula stud out of a Metallic Cat Shiner's Diamond Jill mare. And Shiner's Diamond Jill was a AQHA super horse. She was one of the best mares I've ever been around.
That mare is actually the mama to Time for a Diamond's mama.
Yeah, she is the maternal grandmother to Time for a Diamond. You know, so that mare's a fancy mare. I just, as a whole, there's a nice, nice group of horses, you know.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And now, how do I'm the smooth talking style, which was lot 10 that you said you like, the Alvin, talking up a storm. That one is not Riata eligible. That one's eligible for the Royal Crown and the Gold Buckle. Crown. And you've got lots of Riata horses. How have all the incentives changed your sale or shaped what your program does, or has it?
You know, I think the my take on the incentives, you know, the Riata Buckle, I think that that incentive is it's good for any number roper. Mm-hmm. It's kind of suitable for, you know what, if like Ty Smith come and looked at some of our mares the other day. Well, you know, he's got some guys that might be interested in those mares to make brood mares, but they might rope on them and they'll go to the Riata Buckle or however they fit. You know what I mean? And then you got, you might have one Riata Buckle horse in there that's 7, 8 years old that they might buy just to take to the roping this year. You know what I mean? So I just think that on the incentives, I think the incentives really depend on the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, you know what I mean? So I think the incentives help. I think some people, they might not really, they're buying them to go have fun on. And then you might have one guy that, I have one guy that calls me, and that's, he won't look at anything else but a Riata horse, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, you know, as far as the Riata and those horses being ready to go to the roping, those guys, it opens the door for a lot of numbered guys. I think if the horses had more incentives in the Gold Buckle and Royal Crown, and if that's what you're doing for charity wise, those guys are, you know, they're always looking for the 3-year-olds. So I think that's where the incentives help there. If you're selling, you know, selling broke colts and stuff like that, those guys are always looking for those horses for those fraternities, because some of those guys go to all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he's not eligible for any of that stuff, he might have the best horse, but they can't take him nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that definitely, like, the customer, it matters to different customers, all sorts of different things when it comes to that.
All right, I'm going to pause to remind you guys about the online bidding for the Philip Branch Production Horse Sale. It is available at cci.live. That is a common online bidding platform in the horse sale industry. So if you're not accustomed to buying horses online, very safe. People use it all the time. cci.live. You will be able to register to bid online. If you want to go in person to the sale, there's a 1:30 meet and greet, 2 p.m. preview, and a 6:30 p.m. sale on September 6th in Bryan, Texas, Brazos County Expo Center, in conjunction with the World Series of Team Roping. Give me a little bit more information. Is there anything else that you think is going to be like a great breakaway horse in the sale? Anything? I guess you probably are connected to some breakaway ropers and know a few of them. Is there anything that you think the breakaway ropers might like?
I've kind of been in the doghouse because I put Elvis in there, and that's what they want to do is rope breakaway on him.
Got it.
And, you know, he's flirting right in between the big enough to be a head horse, little bit big to be a heel horse, really is a calf horse. That's what size he is. But
Elvis is Cat's Blue Suede Shoes by Once in a Blue Moon, lot 27 in the catalog. I'll help you out there. But what's Elvis's program been like? It says lots of outside miles, of course, like a lot of the same things that you do. But has he had calves run on him yet? Or
we've pin roped on him a little bit and stuff like that.
A decent hand, probably. There was probably you or somebody else that was handy enough to ride.
Aspen started him in the pen.
I'm helping you. I'm helping you. Keep going. Mm-hmm.
She started him in the pen roping, and I got the horse through a good friend of mine out there, and he bought him out of the, after they got through showing him at the snaffle bit.
Mm-hmm.
So he got shown in the the non-pro at the snaffle bit, and then he got him from there, and he ranched on him, and then I got him from him and went to roping on him, and then she kind of took him away and went to pin roping on him and stuff, and then she back and forth rodeoing, and I just kept riding him. But he has that, he's been started. But that's if you were picking a sure enough gonna be a calf horse, he'd probably be him and Alvin would be the top picks.
Yeah, I don't think it'd take much to get Alvin going, but both of those, the once in a blue moon Elvis that Shane's talking about, he's a real good footed horse. He's talent, you know, he's got a good look to him.
And now there's I just flipped to the last page of the sale catalog, lot 39. Tell me about lot 39 and Blue Eyes.
Oh, that's the
The
okay.
Cravella.
So that, so what we do with that? That is a filly that we raised, and what we're gonna do is just sell it at the sale, and all the proceeds are gonna go to Ace Ashford's foundation. You know, so we've had a big, you know, we try to do something, and we, you know, Ace was kind of part of our deal, so that's our way of kind of giving back and trying to keep that deal going and, you know, be a part of that. And they've done some really good, they're going to do some good things with that foundation. You know, I know a family had a car wreck, and I think that foundation paid for all three of the family members' funeral, you know, so there's some good stuff going behind the scenes for that. So if anything we can do to
We're
help
giving
that,
back.
you know, to promote it, how, I mean, I don't know how you know, just to keep it going, and that's just our part of
Giving back.
giving back, you know.
Yeah, I think this time last year was a very different.
Oh, it was terrible, you know.
It was a
I
very
mean,
different lead up to the sale.
a very different lead up, and like I said, it's that's just our way. And like I said, if anybody, any time of the year, we'd love for them to. That's just where we're gonna go with trying to help, you know, this year with helping, you know.
Sure,
Or I guess
absolutely.
that's our way. It's not really about the horse, to be honest with you. It's just a little filly, but like I said, it's more trying to build that deal up.
Yeah, we love the Ace Ashford Foundation. Of course, we loved Ace and Ross. And so this filly is a get it's a 2025. It is a brand new weanling filly by
Yeah.
Clean and Shiny out of Curtis Black Tar by your commander Curtis Stud. So it'll be a good one for the Ace Ashford Foundation for sure.
Right. And that's, you know, and what we're gonna do is just auction it off, and every time, you know, somebody'll buy it and give it back. And but if they have any questions about if they're not gonna be there, they wanna be a part, there's ways that we can put them in contact with those people. If they, you know, they don't have to just do it at the sale. If they wanna help out with that foundation, they can call us, or, you know, we'll put them in touch with the right people.
Yeah. And tell me about the clean and shiny stud. There's more than one horse in there with that on his papers.
Dawson rode that horse and trained him. And then we rode him, and the horses, you know, it's really now starting to show up his colts. It seemed like the when we first started breeding him, we didn't have that many mares on him. And a lot of them were fillies, and we sold them off the mare, you know, sold them as weanlings. And now we've had him long enough and had enough colts out of him. His colts are going to fit a lot of the, as far as the breakaway world, you know, heel horses. They're really good necked, and they're all close to the ground. And now I have a few of them that are 4-year-olds that are big enough to head on, but a lot of them were fillies at first, and we didn't, you know, it kind of they went they we sold a lot of them off the mares, and now we've been getting to ride them, and they've been really, really good colts as far as riding and getting going and roping on them.
Well, I think that's where the industry's changed. You know, there for a while we'd always sell them as weanlings, as yearlings, because nobody had any interest in riding mares, you know. So now, I mean, that deal's, you know, I have people that call that just want, they don't want a gelding, they want a mare. So I mean, that the old timers, they wouldn't ride a mare, they wanted geldings. You know, if you told them a mare, they'd just hang up on you know. But now it's changed. I mean, the this deal's just evolved and changed so much. And like I said, that's,
I think my best 3-year-old's out of that horse.
yeah.
The black streak face colt's out of
Yeah.
that horse.
There's
Actually, out of a Dracula mare.
That's cool. That is cool. There is a lot of mares in your sale. I'm looking, like, it's as you flip through, there's quite a few mares. What do you expect? Tell me more about what ropers are saying to you about mares when they come and look. Or is anybody, are people still saying they just want a gelding, or is it pretty mixed?
No,
Or?
they want. I mean, I've had a couple guys that just come look specifically for mares. You know what I mean? And
The King Ranch come in here and they say look at them.
the King Ranch come with Ty Smith the other day. They wanted mares. You know what I mean? They wanted big mares too. They don't want no, and Ty's got a great eye. I mean, he's looking for
Specific type.
specific type of
Yeah.
mare. So I think the ropers are more inclined to. The mares don't scare them off no more. Let's just, you know what I mean? Like the one mare, I think they come out with a deal the other day. She went through our sale. She was a daughter of one time that I healed on. And I think she's won the most money at the Riata Buckle this year in them little side pots. I forgot her name, but I called her Wanda, is what I called her. But a guy named Mark Gerke had bought her, and Joe Burke Higgins is jackpotted on her, and
Oh yeah.
they went and done good on her, and
Yeah,
she
done
went
really
through
good.
our sale, So, like
That's
I said, I think the right now in the horse industry, I mean, I just think there's just so many more people that do it, and
And everybody's wanting big mares now. They wanted to go buy the horse train. There's so many people breeding horses now for they're breeding them for specialties, farsh trying to graze head horses and stuff like that. So to do that, you have to have the right maternal mares to even start to do that. And I think that's what's making the mare market go crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny that you said about the Riata because Mr. Gentry told me he was looking for a heel horse and he said no mares. That was a few years ago, and then he went to Trevor and Miles's and ended up with a mare that was one of their keeper help horses that he ended up with. And then he called me this spring and said, well, he'd had so much luck in Arizona. He's been having such a good time on this mare he bought a couple years ago. He needed another one. And he said, no mares this time. I'm not, they ruined my geldings. No more mares. And he just ended up with another mare. So even the old schoolest of old timers, and I am calling Denny an old timer here, end up with mares now. So especially.
And that's just how it was for so long. You know what I mean? And that's, and there's probably a lot of great mares skipped over or never had a chance because nobody rode them.
They wouldn't train them.
They wouldn't try them,
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what else have you guys seen in the market in the last year or so? What do you think? What do you make of all the changes that have been happening in the industry?
The horses are worth a lot of money.
Well, yeah, and I think a good big head horse never goes out of style. You know what I mean? I think the big, pretty general public head horses, that market's always a long time ago, they bring what a new truck would bring, and I still think today
Well, they're tracking it.
they're tracking it. You know what I mean? I don't think that ever changes, and I think that with the futurities, it's really made everybody better because now we're paying more attention to detail, to I think the horses are better younger. I still wouldn't discount like the Sancho Horse of Shane's. That horse has a chance of being a rodeo horse. Well, he's 6 years old, and some people be like, oh, well, to one clientele, well, he's already missed his futurity years. But to the other clientele, he's gonna be a upper end head horse for somebody to rodeo on one day. So, like I said, I think we got the perfect storm in the horse market right now. I mean, I think everything's moving forward, and I think there's a lot of people. I mean, go to Wickenburg in November. I take my little boy out there, and I'm like, I tell Ty Yost, I'm like, man, you got it going. I mean, you can't imagine just the horses to go to Wickenburg. I mean, look at all the people out there in the row,
It's unreal. Yeah.
it's unreal. I
Rancho
mean,
Rio is, if you've never been to Rancho Rio, it'll knock you back. Like it makes you realize how big what we do is. Like, when we're in it and in the thick of it, and then you go to Rancho Rio and you get like that whole wow. Like in the finale too, like, but
that's right. That's kind of how the U.S. finals used to be a long time ago when it was in Oklahoma City. You know what I mean? It's like Now Rancho Rio, Arizona to Vegas is where everybody congregates now, you know. So,
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
look at the horses. Look at the horses that you got that take to mount everybody, you know.
Well, and a lot of the comments, because there's been some massive horse sales this year, that's no secret. And we, there've been a lot of comments that it's going to price out the everyday roper, or the everyday roper isn't going to be able to afford to play this game anymore. Are there horses for everybody in your sale?
I think that, I mean, I hear that, you know, like everybody wants to kind of be neg, you know, I say negative, like, oh, we're never going to be able to, hey, to each their own. But like in our sale 2 or 3 years ago, we sold a blue roan head horse that went through there. He brought 32 or 35,000. Well, the little boy that bought him, Will Jones, that horse was the high school head horse of the national high school finals. You know what I mean? He won the non-pro at Fort Worth at the horse show.
Yeah, I
So, I
remember
mean,
him.
you remember him?
Yeah,
And he was
absolutely.
in our sale. So you tell me 35,000 for a horse that, I mean,
Horse was 6 years
that
old.
horse was 6 years old. I mean, I just think that, I think there's a horse for everybody and every program. I mean, I just think the horses go buy what you need. You know what I mean? That's what I always try to tell somebody.
Scattered out in there too. Like there's a horse in there that I feel like he's I could ride him at the BFI. Then there's a horse in there that I feel like you could put a number four on him and him go the roping. I mean, we got it where it's not just one type of horse.
Yeah, and I feel like the foundation that you guys put on your horses with the ranching, with all the outside miles, and then with the foundation that you put on them in the arena, they don't have to be a $150,000 superstar. They can be the $35,000 horse, but they're still going to be generally safe, and have the right buttons early on.
They're gonna have the right pattern. You know what I mean? Like our horses now, you know, no different than there's a lot of great programs now, and these boys are all putting good patterns on these horses, and you know, the horse really makes up the other end of it of how talented he is and where he needs to go. And I mean, there's some, you know, heel horses that a general public guy he couldn't ride. You know what I mean? You
Yeah.
gotta have it to where a general public guy doesn't need a horse that a number 10 heeler can ride. You know, a Paul Eaves. I mean, Paul Eaves can ride. He's gonna want one with more buttons than your number 4 heeler, you know. And I think that's where, you know, I just think our horse market. I mean, I think all of it's. You're always gonna get the comments of you're pricing these people out of it. But the other end of it, the people that really want to be in it. They're going to go buy the horse they want and they're going to have the budget. We can't make people spend what they don't have.
Here's the thing though, ropings pay more than they ever have. They have
Yeah.
more chance to win more money than they ever have.
Yeah.
So they're saying we're, it used to go to a roping and you could enter six times for, when I was a kid, I think those ropings were 30, 40 bucks a man, 50
60
bucks.
bucks a man was a, you
Now
know.
a roping, it hadn't priced them out of roping, and all the ropings are 150 a whack at the least,
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and the numbers are super strong. Like you said, go to Wickenburg. It doesn't seem like it's slowing anybody down from going.
No, by no means. And like I said, I don't, I think everything in our team roping world's moving forward. And it's, I mean, it's not backing up.
It's
Let's just
growing.
put it that. It's growing, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, very good, guys. I like that. We can end on that note, but everybody can see now all the videos are on your website.
Yes.
And they can see the whole flip book and look through the catalog and check out the papers and check out all the details. They can call you guys and come
Right.
check them out at the ranch. Anything else people need to know about the sale?
I think the CCI, the live, we do CCI, the live stream. They'll live stream our preview that day, and you can bid online.
Yep. Yes. And all the info is at philipranch.com. That's Philip with one L and two P's. So if anybody is confused about that, and the sale is Saturday, September 6th.
That's correct.
Thank you guys. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. We'll talk to you later. Bye, guys.
Bye.